Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up at 7:20, we'll talk some Washington football team. And we'll talk about the quarterback competition there. But right now, we're going to jump into Nets-Bucks. And it was looking pretty good for the Nets through the first two games, where they won pretty convincingly in game two. They won by 8 in game one. But now the injuries are mounting. Kyrie goes down with what looks to be a severe ankle sprain over the weekend. And now it's a dead even series. And the Nets haven't cracked 100 in the last two games. They scored 83 in game three. They scored 96 in game four. And now all of the heavy lifting falls onto Kevin Durant, especially if Kyrie can't go. And we've seen, you know, Harden for the first, couple minutes of game one. Haven't seen him since because of that banged up hamstring that dogged him late in the regular season.
Yeah. I got to imagine that Kyrie's going to give it a go. They gave that, from what I'm reading, they x-rayed it, came back negative. Yep. So there's no breaks in there, no fractures. He sprained his ankle. It hurts.
Well, yeah, but it's not like they have 3 or 4 days off in between.
No, but it's Tuesday, right?
Yes.
It's Tuesday night.
But, you know, there's going to be swelling. He may give it a go. I'm not saying he won't, but he's not going to be 100%.
No.
You need him to be pretty close to 100% because the Bucks, they don't have three superstars, but their top three are certainly better than Durant and a banged up Irving.
I gotta imagine they're gonna have every rehab process in place. Whatever they could do, I don't know. Are they gonna spin his blood? I don't know if they're gonna send him over to Europe on a supersonic flight to have some sort of weird procedure. Like, they're gonna do everything they can to treat that thing for 48 hours or so. And I'm guessing he's going to give it a go.
There's only so much ice and rest can do.
Right, but I think it's beyond ice and rest. I think they're going to.
I don't know what else you could do, but the fact is, Middleton and Holiday, obviously John is a superstar, but you factor in those top three players for the Bucks, and if the Nets don't have healthy players, they can't win. They just can't. Durant can't do it.
I think Kyrie's going to be back, but Harden, I think a hamstring is harder, right? That's what's plaguing Harden, right?
Yeah, hamstring. Yeah,
he missed 20 games down the stretch too. Like,
but I know.
Well, even if Kyrie comes back, though, like Jason said, how efficient is he going to be?
He's not going to be 100%. He's not even
going to be 100%.
And PJ Tucker, I mean, he was all over KD yesterday. So
yeah,
I mean, it's not a favorable position for Durant, but when he joined this team, but he's got to rise up. He's got to be able to. I mean, everybody was just mocking the Bucks, saying they're going out again, and they fought their way back into this. It's pretty interesting the way this team is battling.
Well,
I just feel like if Harden's healthy and Kyrie's healthy, that, you know, they get eliminated.
Yeah, well, that's not the case. So
they got, they're fortunate that they've had some injuries for the Nets.
Yeah, that's where the Milwaukee has to pounce on them while they're not close to 100%.
It is amazing. I got to give KD credit, even though he's not necessarily shooting a high percentage every game. The way he's come back to play from a Achilles rupture is mind-blowing. I mean, that injury, that used to be career ender. And we've seen guys come back from it. But the way he's coming back, he doesn't look like he's missed a beat. It's pretty friggin' incredible.
But you're right, though. He's got to have one of those epic games, especially if Kyrie can't go, where he's going to have 35.
It's hard to go. You can't go 9 for 25. Right. Or shoot a little bit better than that.
And then he's going to have help from the other guys and, you know, the Bruce Browns of the world, the Joe Harrises. But Milwaukee's going to be very difficult. Even though it's back in Brooklyn, it's going to be very difficult to beat if you don't have at least two healthy studs.
If they end up losing this series, they're going to totally lament that freaking Game 3 loss where Bruce Brown just tried to do everything in the last minute of that game. That was a game they could have won pretty easily if they got the ball in the right guy's hands down the stretch, and they just didn't.
Yeah. I think his teammates grilled him back in the locker room post-game.
No, because he was trying, but I mean, it's like, all of a sudden, dude, you're taking over the game here in the last minute. What are you doing?
I didn't really think it was that bad. It was like a loose ball that he picked up and drove?
There was two possessions that he got a little frisky. It was a scramble, and then he attacked the basket.
The final one, yeah.
But it was early in a shot clock. There was no reason for that. But whatever. It's fine. I still think that Kyrie's going to make a go of it. Drabby came in here, Jason, during the break and was telling us about how he was reading. The way they're taping these ankles now is kind of creating a whole new genre of injuries. You know, like these higher ankle sprains and these fractures that guys are getting because the ankle is so stiff.
Dr. Drab.
That there's no give anymore. And that's how a guy like Paul George broke his leg.
Drab O'Leary.
Yeah, right?
I couldn't believe over the weekend I saw that I think 1 in 4 NBA players this past season suffered an ankle injury. It's like an epidemic in the NBA.
Well, because you land on guys' feet.
Can't get away from it.
You just roll your ankle.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, apparently the term, look, I don't know anything about sports medicine until about 24 hours ago, but the term high ankle sprain didn't exist until 2001, and it's when they started like going higher up the ankle, and because it won't sprain where the ankle is now if you're wearing low tops. So generally, guys are wearing low tops. They sprain their ankle, doesn't heal properly. They sprain it again, and then they're like, "Oh man, I got to fix this. So I'm going to tape this up really stiff, put an ankle brace on." Well, what happened is it just moves up the leg. So you're either going to sprain your ankle higher up, which takes 4 to 6 weeks to recover, or you're going to be like Paul George and your leg's going to snap in half.
Look at this impressive anatomy lesson from Dr. Drabble.
What was Kyrie's injury? Was it a high ankle sprain?
Or was it just his standard? I don't know. I'm not quite sure. But apparently, when skiers, there's this thing called the boot fracture. It's a similar idea where there's no flexibility, so the tibia of all the skiers always breaks right in the exact same spot all the time.
I can't even think of it, right? It's just a horrifying thought.
You guys want to go skiing with me?
That's a different skiing kick.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And you're skiing. I can't help myself.
Yeah. And if you remember, Jason, Kobe in his last probably like 5 years or so, he stopped wearing high tops or mids or whatever you want to call them. He was wearing basically low-top sneakers with no ankle braces, no tape, nothing out there.
Right. How many guys wear low tops of the big sillies?
You see it more than you would have seen it 10 years ago, for sure.
Yeah.
I always feel like low tops are just nubs. You at least need like 3/4 to high tops. If you're a pro,
a lot of them wear a lot of them wear Kobe shoes.
Okay, but I just feel like it looks kind of gross.
Well, Kyrie wears like 3/4, right?
Yeah, his are like higher up there, yeah.
But just watching the reaction of Kyrie after he turned it, and it's not like he got up right away and kind of limped off. I mean, he was pounding the court, and couldn't move. So that tells me it was really serious.
Well, if they did an x-ray, so they showed that there was no fracture, that doesn't show ligament damage, right? So he could have easily strained some ligaments down there.
I mean, it was bad. He came right down on Giannis's, I think it was Giannis's foot. I mean, it just looked bad. I hate watching those things.
I can't. I have to turn away. I get queasy if I watch them.
Did they say, did some UFC fighter break his arm or something, Drab? Did you see that over the weekend?
I was watching Austin McBroom, so I think I missed it.
I saw that there was a UFC fighter who knocked his opponent out, and then he was celebrating, and he hurt his knee.
Yeah, I saw that. Did that guy tear his ACL on that deal?
I think he did.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I didn't hear about the guy with the arm issue.
I saw something where they said, like, yeah, the guy breaks his arm, and I didn't even want to click on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't even want to see that.
So you think Kyrie's going to go?
I think he's going to give it a go. I think they're gonna give him every rehab,
regimen. There's only so much you can do. If they say it's a 4 to 6 week injury, I mean, you can't.
Well, if it's a 4 to 6 injury, then he's not going to come back.
But well, even if it's a week injury,
but
you know,
they might
a few
be
days.
Able, they might be able to treat it. God only knows what they, you know, some sort of heat or laser that they could do to accelerate the healing a little bit, you know.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about heat.
Laser?
You know, whatever they do, I don't know. I'm not. It's not my field.
Yeah, but it's
but they have things. It's not just it's not old school like 1970.
I mean, learned a lot over the last 24 hours. Why don't you put some more
they
work?
They do stuff in there.
They're
going to
put them in
flowing.
The compression thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's still going to be. It still
takes
time.
Yeah, it does. It takes time to heal it.
Okay. So maybe he won't play. My guess is.
Well, no. Even if he plays, he's just not going to be as effective. He's just, you know, he can only do what you can do on a bum ankle.
Yeah, but he'll still be able to knock down shots.
Did you guys see the Jokic ejection last night?
I did see that.
Everyone's crying and saying this is the soft NBA.
Yeah. I mean, it was an aggressive swipe at the ball, and he hit Cameron Payne with like his big fleshy forearm.
I don't think
he should have been ejected for it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think he has a history of getting frustrated and doing dumb things like that.
Big dumb fouls.
Earlier in his career, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it just looked kind of stupid. It looked like he almost took a swing at the guy. But, you know, guys aggressively. I saw Trae Young aggressively foul. Who did he aggressively foul? And he held on to him for a while, and the guy really held his composure. But, yeah, I mean, for the playoff basketball, it seemed a little soft to eject him on that.
Well, yeah, maybe, but even if he's not ejected, they're still probably getting swept.
Well, yeah, they're not going to win this
series. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if it was a 2-2 series or the Nuggets were up, that's one thing, but they were just outplayed. They just didn't have the horses besides Jokic. Jamal Murray injury killed them. Absolutely crushed them.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll see if Kyrie goes. You know, KD's going to have to put up one of those, like I said, if Kyrie plays, but he's, you know, only plays half the game, KD's going to have 30-plus. And some of these other guys.
I feel like he's
got to
score like 40. If Harden or Kyrie aren't on the floor.
Or some of these other guys just have to have great games. You
Joe,
know,
Joe Harris has to get hot from the
outside. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to shoot the three really well.
What's been the general consensus on Steve Nash? Because, you know, there was some controversy when he got that job. When I watch him, I'm kind of impressed by him. I feel like he's going to be a good coach. Mm-hmm. Drabby, are people impressed by Nash?
I think it's too early to say. I mean, he hasn't failed yet.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this year, if they go out with all these injuries, it wouldn't be fair to criticize him. But, I mean, this is kind of what the situation you put yourself in, because now you got a battered team and a head coach without experience. It's all coming down to Durant, whether Durant can carry the load or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then if you do have healthy superstars, well, that's on you. If you lose that, then you know, you're labeled as
a big
swing and miss.
It's a high-pressure gig. But from what I've seen so far, I've been impressed by him.
When we come back, we'll shift over to the Washington football team. Is there a true quarterback competition happening between Taylor Heinicke and Ryan Fitzpatrick? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Time to talk some Washington football team. This is from an article on SI.com by Mike Fisher, and your headline is Washington Dwayne Haskins debacle, Ron Rivera to blame. So he talked with Coach Rivera, and you know we've talked about this before about how Ron Rivera regrets basically just handing the job on a silver platter to Dwayne Haskins last year and letting him work exclusively with the starters during training camp. Now he realizes there should have been a competition, and he claims that there's going to be an open competition between all of the quarterbacks heading in, but mainly between Heinicke and Fitzpatrick as to who will be the starter in 2021. The question is, are you buying that?
I feel like this topic's just growing legs each and every week.
We keep talking about it.
I feel like Rivera, in his mind, probably feels that way. That, yeah. You know, if once they start camp, there's going to be an open competition. I just think Fitzpatrick will win it. So if it is a true open competition, I think Fitz wins it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's lying when he says he wants an open competition. But I just think it's a long shot that Heinicke wins that job.
Even though all the reports that we've getting is that Heinicke is look great so far. Right. And he should, because this is like his fourth year or whatever in the system.
Right, he's more comfortable in it.
Yeah. Right?
So he should look better in it, technically, at this point, you would think.
And remember, we talked about it on Friday, that in Fitz's defense, he doesn't really care about OTAs.
Right.
But, I mean, not that he's blowing it off, but he's just trying to get to know the guys. And so he's willing to experiment. He's willing to try things. He's willing to, maybe snake some throws in that he otherwise wouldn't. Force some balls, maybe, that he otherwise wouldn't.
Then he said he would huddle with the receivers to try to, you know, work out the
right
kinks and, you know, try to figure out where, which receiver likes the ball put.
Right.
You know, that's going to take some time to develop that.
I think that what Ron is saying is true. He did kind of screw up by just anointing Dwayne the starter, but that's only because Dwayne was so inexperienced. I think you can, and I think most coaches anoint their starters before the season's even started, but they're veteran guys that have started before, and so it's not even a big deal.
Right.
And I think that's what's happening here. If you had two sort of inexperienced guys, then that would be riskier to kind of have one penciled in as your starter.
All I know is I'll really have to revise my season projections for Fitz if he's not named the week one starter.
You're going to lose all of those.
Against the Chargers. Yes, I'll be losing a lot of bets.
Right.
Now, luckily, I didn't go crazy and make like $100 or $1,000 bets with anybody, but it also hurts you know, it hurts the ego. It hurts the ego a little bit too.
Right.
When you're back, if you're backing the wrong horse.
Fitz is going to win the job. Yeah, I think Heinicke's going to perform admirably. Don't forget Kyle Allen, who had his moments. I was a big Kyle Allen supporter when he was actually playing, and you guys were goofing on me.
I'm not even considering him in the mix.
Understood.
I know the team likes him. I know Rivera
understood,
likes
but he's
him.
Not going anywhere. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. So I don't think he's going to start. It's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just saying he's there. You know, I think that Fitzpatrick's going to win the job, and I think he's going to perform well.
I think if Kyle Allen plays more than in one game, season off the rails.
Yeah.
Like something's gone horribly wrong if that's what happens.
Well, why is everyone talking about Heinicke more than Allen when Allen's played a million more games than Heinicke?
I think just because they were just tantalized.
The Tampa.
Yeah,
it's Tampa just game. From one game's
yeah.
performance.
Yes.
Of
yes.
course.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
It might be stupid, but I would say that Heinicke performed better in a tougher spot than Allen maybe has ever performed in the NFL.
Everyone gets sized for the mystery about what it could be.
Right.
Well, that's why.
But he did perform well. You got to give him credit.
I know.
He made anticipatory throws. He seemed to have a great feel for the offense. He was a leader. He was athletic.
It's because it's the same offense and weapons that Alex Smith and Haskins had all season. And then for some reason it looked like arena football.
Well, it certainly looked better when Heinicke was managing the offense. Although I will, again, stump for Allen and say he had some moments where he looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's wrong to say that Kyle Allen didn't have games that were equal to what Heinicke did. In fact, he had a 4-touchdown game with no picks.
Yeah, Heinicke's Allen has had moments. Everyone just says he's but he's had moments.
Well, he's a backup. That's what he is. I mean, if you're relying on him to start games and win games consistently, you're not going to get that. He's a backup.
But I told you in the offseason before the draft, I said, I think they like their quarterback room. And I truly think they do. That's not a long-term solution, but they're just kicking that can down the road, as we've talked about for months. But I think at the end of the day, it's a different situation than when you had Haskins and he anointed Haskins a starter. Because that was also probably a deal where he was meeting with Snyder and saying he was going to give Haskins an opportunity. You know what I mean?
Like sure.
I'm sure that factored in. The new coach coming in, he had the first-round draft pick. The owner wanted to see.
Right, it was a hand-picked guy by the owner.
If the kid could play. So he said, okay, I'll give the kid a shot. Mm-hmm. We'll see what he can do. And it turns out, you know, he pulled the plug 4 weeks in.
He had seen enough.
This is a different scenario, though. You got a guy who's been around 15, 16 years, whatever it has, who's had an up-and-down career, no question about it, but has had some recent success. He's going to get the first crack at this. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Unless he goes out there. Now, they are playing 3 preseason games, right?
Yes.
But remember, they're going to barely expose him. So he'll probably, you know, if
yeah, he might play one of those.
He'll probably play
one full game.
Yeah, two series in the first one. The second one, maybe he'll play 4 or 5 series.
Right.
And then he won't play the third one.
Right. So it might be equivalent to a full game.
Or to a half.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, I think we'd all be surprised if he wasn't the starter.
I'd be stunned.
Now, I know that there's some fans around town that want to see Heinicke be the starter, but I'd be very surprised. Unless Fitz has some sort of an injury, I think Fitz is going to be the guy in week one.
You know, I think that once you've been here for a while, the money is less of an issue, but oftentimes the money that they spend on you is going to indicate who's playing.
Of course.
Certainly when you first get here. Now, after a while, if you're just not performing, well, then they're going to move on and they're going to adjust on the fly. But they've already decided, just based on the money that they've given Fitz, that Fitz is going to be the guy until you know, proven otherwise. And I don't think necessarily preseason qualifies.
Well, it's not just the money, it's the experience.
Right.
You know, it's the amount of starts you've had over 13, 14 years.
Right. But there definitely is still juice for Heinicke. I know
there really is.
My son, who's moving, moved back to Poughkeepsie for the summer, yesterday, as we were loading up the truck, he saw my Heinicke signed photo where Heinicke's diving for the pylon.
Okay.
And he said, I'd love to put that in my room.
Ah,
and I pondered
that.
It for a second. Well, I said, go ahead.
Yeah, fill me in. How did you get the Heinicke signed photo again?
A listener sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how a listener got my address. He sent it to my home.
Nice. Look
and,
at that.
You know, it's fine. I just had it on a bookshelf. I said, sure, go ahead. He's got a new room he needed to organize.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my sister's been cleaning out my mom's house. And believe it or not, I still have posters with like that styrofoam or whatever you put behind it. You know when you would, I don't think people do it anymore, but you would put a poster on like this cardboard or whatever it is. It's like a half inch thick.
Yeah.
And you'd put it on your wall, whatever. Mm-hmm. I still had the Bo Jackson, the one that the ball player, that poster with the shoulder pads.
I remember that poster being in that Roach Motel house you guys lived in.
I still had that
College
one.
Park.
And I would say it's in like excellent condition.
Really?
Okay, I'd say it was about an 8 out of 10. The corners were still decent.
Okay.
You know, whatever. And he didn't want that. But he did want, I had the Spud Webb poster. Do you remember that? The,
yes.
The famous Spud Webb poster.
He's 50 inches in the air.
He's dunking from the dunk contest, and it says Spud Webb, 5'7".
Yeah.
So he immediately goes, oh, yeah, I want that.
He couldn't get that high in a trampoline today.
No.
The looks of Spud Webb.
No. But he did back in his heyday.
Certainly did.
And then he wanted the Jordan. I had a Jordan Spike Lee poster.
Okay.
From when they were
Mars Blackman poster.
Yes. He wanted that.
Stevie's going to sell that signed Heinicke picture for beer money so quick.
No, he's not. Because I made him promise me that he'd bring it back. But,
yeah, for sure.
Dude, I was thinking about it the other day. Those posters are 30 years old.
They are.
And I still have them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're hoarding.
So, I mean, I kind of felt proud, though, because he wanted them. And so
Did he ask for your Bob Wah Counting Crows record?
No. I wouldn't give him that one. That means more to me.
Yeah, that one's special.
That one means more to me than the Taylor Heinicke signed photo that any dope could have.
I used to have a ton of those Nike posters all over my room.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what I did with them.
We had the one. I don't know if people
away.
Had the, we had the
yeah,
one.
But, I think I probably stashed them, and then I don't know if I would have just thrown them away.
Right.
I probably stashed them, and then they just got lost. Maybe my mother threw them away eventually, but I had some really nice ones. I had some good posters.
Yeah, I had good ones too, and I kept them. And my sister, she sent me a text like 3 weeks ago, and she said, "Do you still want these?" And I didn't really want them.
Yeah,
but I had a hard time saying just throw them away.
Right.
And now we're putting them to good use.
Well, remember, Drab's in Drab's college dorm room, he had a poster of Jim Rome on his ceiling.
Clones!
So that he could lay in bed at night and stare at his dreamy face.
That's inspiration. Look where it got me.
Yeah.
Now,
It's like the cat poster that says hang in there.
Yeah.
No.
Like, what's the oldest, like, sort of silly memento that you have? Is there anything?
Well, I got my blankie.
He's got his whoopee.
Yeah, I definitely have the old Cal Ripken poster, Got Milk poster, that has the has your height thing on it.
Okay,
it's like a full length poster that you put on your door and you measure yourself.
Was that kind of an iconic poster?
Definitely iconic.
Baltimore kid.
I bet you. There's a million O's fans out there right now that had the same one as I did.
wasn't there a life size Bias poster, Jason, where he was wearing the yellow Maryland jersey?
Life-size poster, maybe.
I think there was. I don't know who sponsored it. I don't know if they gave it out at games or whatever.
Yeah. One of the best pictures I have is Bias, and I ordered it off Amazon. It's Bias Jordan. I want to say it was 1984 at Cole Fieldhouse, and Bias has the ball, and Jordan's right up on him, just guarding him. It's a great picture. Mm.
And what do you have?
I wish it was bigger, though.
What do you have, an 8x10 of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you have
it's a
anything
great picture
that you hung on your walls or anything when you were in college?
Do I still have those?
I was telling you.
Oh, I don't.
We had the Bo Jackson. I don't remember if you remember the poster that was about 5 or 6 feet
I remember it. It was
wide.
Like a panorama.
Like a panoramic poster.
He was wearing a bunch of different
like he had like a bike. he had like golf clubs, tennis racket.
I had that.
Did you have that one too?
I had that. We had the Jordan Wings one.
Right.
Very similar.
We also had a Vanilla Ice poster.
Wow.
That's embarrassing.
I've never had that.
Hey, that song was silly when it came out.
I think a fruit fly just went down my throat, actually.
You're right.
Just flew right in. I don't have my Rat or Metallica posters that were on my walls at Towson.
Do you have the old Playboys?
No. There were a stack in the bathroom? No.
Oh, yeah.
Who would keep those?
Hey, we did that in college. We had a stack of nudie mags in the
bathroom.
But you don't keep them when you move out. They go in the trash.
Yeah. Was that embarrassing? Like you'd have a girl over and there'd be a stack of
World's Grossest Magazines? Great conversation piece.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Get them titillated.
You think they would get titillated? They mostly get grossed out.
We definitely get grossed out. Because you know what was happening with those magazines. Yeah. 100%.
Hey, is Stevie's apartment or dorm room just a pigsty?
Well, not yet. It's a house now. So
it's
so they just got a
house. I'm just envisioning Valdez's bathroom and what we were all like in college. It's just revolting.
No. I would never go. I would never go like to the house or anything. First of all, I wouldn't want to see what like dead bodies were there or... You know, I mean, who knows?
What about mattresses on the floor? He doesn't have a box spring, does he?
I don't know. They just moved in.
I always had mattresses on the floor.
Black mold all over the place.
Oh, so much mold.
Spores everywhere.
When we rented a house, but the house I lived in College Park for 5 years. I lived there for 5 years, like 3 years after I graduated.
So dirty.
We had mold 3 feet high, the whole basement.
Sure didn't smell musty down there.
3 feet high.
Why don't college boys care about mold?
They just don't.
Don't care.
None of us did.
They don't care about anything.
Our shower just was black.
Dude, that's going to make me throw up.
So, like, the tub, it was a tub shower right?
Dude, you're going to make me throw up.
The walls were black. The tub was black. You'd just go in there and just shower.
I'm telling you, girls aren't much better.
Huh?
Girls aren't much better. Especially in dorm rooms, because my daughter's roommate for her freshman year was a complete mess. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they had the group shower, the community shower. That thing was a complete mess. Girls, especially college-age girls, they can be dirty, too.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
Not just the boys.
Yeah, I still would say the boys are dirtier.
Probably, yeah.
Stinkier.
But the girls aren't squeaky clean.
No, of course not.
No.
All right, when we come back, you're not going to believe how much some donk paid to be blasted into outer space.
And I believe
with Jeff Bezos.
I believe they're paying, from what I read last week, for only 3 minutes in space.
Really?
It's not like they're going there for like a week.
I can tell you this guy's getting ripped off. He's getting ripped off.
He is.
And we're going to talk about that next.
But, Cakes, look, this weekend's a big weekend. It's Father's Day weekend.
It is, yes.
And Father's Day, of course, is Sunday. It's U.S. Open weekend.
Big, yeah.
It's just a big golf weekend. So if your dad's a golfer, if he's a golf fan, you got to hook him because Father's Day is June 20th. Get dad something he really wants, a special gift from Golfdom. Golf products are in high demand this year, so go where they're fully stocked right now for pops. Hurry in today for the best selection. Golfdom is conveniently located in Tysons, or you can check them out online, golfdomgolf.com. Experience the best in clubs, apparel, shoes, custom club fitting, and everything you need on and off the golf course. So visit dad's favorite spot, Golfdom. Live the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So somebody just won the right to blast themselves into outer space with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos on July 20th after submitting a winning auction bid of, I mean, I can't believe this number.
I saw it.
$28 million.
Insane. I mean,
could you imagine having just so much cash? Just, you don't know what to do with it.
And here's the thing.
And you're going to blow $28 million to get blasted in outer space.
It's shorter than, like, a Matt Damon movie. They're going to, the whole trip will last 10 minutes, okay?
So it's basically a roller coaster. It's a long roller coaster ride.
You take off from a desert in Texas, okay? The trip lasts 10 minutes, four of which you'll spend above what they call the Kármán line that marks the recognized boundary between Earth's atmosphere and space, okay?
Okay.
And after liftoff, the capsule separates from its booster.
Right.
Then it spends 4 minutes at that altitude, which is above 60 miles.
Above the Mel Kármán line.
Right.
Yes.
During which you experience that weightlessness.
Okay.
That lasts 4 minutes. Okay. And then the booster, I guess, it lands 2 miles from the launch site. And then the capsule that the donks are in floats back to Earth with three parachutes that come out. And they say it slows down to about a mile per hour.
Okay.
It's pretty darn slow. Hopefully the parachutes work. Yeah. Hopefully they know where it's landing. I don't know how long the descent is, but I guess the trip to get to space is about 10 minutes, four of which are in space.
No, did they release the name of the guy who won it?
No, that's going to come out in the next few days.
So it's going to be Bezos, his brother, the auction winner, and then I think maybe a charity winner.
Like an unnamed fourth person.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. There's no chance I would do that. I wouldn't do it for free.
No. If somebody called me, texted me and said,
yes,
hey, we have an extra spot on the Blue Origin flight into space, I would say, thanks, but no thanks.
Right. No chance.
Could I pay you what this guy $28 million
to do it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You could, probably could.
Even though you got about a 50-50 chance of surviving.
I mean, everybody has a price, and my price would be $28 million.
$28 million
gets me on board.
That would probably get it done. Considering, here's the thing: they haven't done this yet with astronauts, but they have done about a dozen test flights unmanned, and apparently they have, you know, they've worked according to plan.
It just takes one little mistake.
Now they say they're ready. You imagine you're in the rocket and it, I mean, you can't even imagine, but it blows up, you know, right on takeoff. You know, so, like one of those Challenger deals.
I'm just reading here that there was 6,000 people from 143 countries who bid on it.
Yeah. So is it like some Saudi prince or something?
Who knows?
It might be. One of the things that's would make me nervous is that it's only flown 15 times.
Yeah.
They've only done it 15 times.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
unmanned, you mean?
Yeah. Why don't they do it 400 times?
I think it's expensive.
It's expensive to do it.
Yeah. They don't just have unlimited money to burn.
They have Jeff Bezos money. They have a lot of money. So the deepest pockets.
Understood, but cakes. But it can't be cheap sending these rockets up into space. I don't know. All I know is I wouldn't do it. I probably would do it for $28 million.
I would do it for $28 million.
You would immediately, without even researching it.
I would make sure to sign something that if I did blow up into a billion pieces, that the money goes to my family.
Well, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It says it's relatively safe. Their projection is that it's 10,000 times more dangerous than a commercial airliner.
10,000.
10,000.
That sounds pretty high.
That's a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say. If I heard that number, I'd be out.
What do they say in the potential? I mean, obviously you could blow up when you take off. We've seen that happen before. What are the other dangers?
The other pitfalls.
Well, I don't know. It just says 1%.
Coming back into the atmosphere, who knows?
Come on, Drab. You know about high ankle sprains. You should know about space travel, too.
1% of human space flights have resulted in fatal accidents.
Uh-huh.
I would take 99-1.
Not if you don't have to, though.
99-1 is a pretty good percentage.
Right, but I have no desire. It's like, first of all, I'd probably get nauseous. Probably would feel sick floating around.
Dramamine.
That's just your answer for
nausea? It's motion sickness.
Yeah, I'm not
Why
sure.
wouldn't that work in outer space?
I mean, maybe it would work.
Now I'm reading 7,600 bidders. I can't believe there's 7,600 stupid people out there that want to do this.
No, it's like a thrill of their lifetime. Like they want to see the Earth from space.
Jason, like a million people signed up to go to Mars.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
How about there are a million places on Earth that I haven't seen? I need to see all those places before I conquer outer space, Valdez.
Cakes. If I offered you a billion.
1 billion. Okay, yes.
Would you sign up to go to Mars?
Does that mean I'm left on Mars forever?
No, I have a chance
to come back.
A week.
You have a chance to come back, but it takes a year to get there.
I mean, it sounds butt dangerous.
I mean, doesn't it take like a year to get to Mars?
I don't know.
Just shoot up and get there in 10 minutes.
No.
I don't know. Let me type it in MapQuest.
Yeah. Going to Mars, I mean, for sure it's at least like 6 months. When they send those little robotic things.
Takes 7 months.
7 months.
7 months. $1 billion?
So that means it's another 7 months at least back.
Okay, yeah,
so
yes. It's for $1 billion, I would do it.
You would do that?
Yes, 100%.
We don't even know if you could make it back.
I would take that chance.
You would. You would give your family $1 billion.
Yes.
Would you just kill yourself for $1 billion?
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's kind of what you're doing.
There's a chance I'd be killing myself by doing that, but I would not actively... Yeah. Seek out killing myself for $1 billion.
Yeah, but to go to your family. Would you sacrifice yourself?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I got
too much life left in this, mortal coil over here.
Well, what if you could only get the billion if you got back safely? There's no chance you'd do it.
In other words, if you died, your family got nothing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I can't take that risk. Because then I just get goofed on forever. I mean, I just get joked
but you're
on
right. I mean,
for eternity.
The fact that some people have $30 million to throw out there on some auction, and they're going to go to space for 3 minutes.
Well, did they vet everybody? How do they know that these guys even have the dough?
I'm sure that they're doing their due diligence.
Probably could have had some teenagers, bidding on it.
Maybe.
Using their dad's account.
Got to make sure the accounts are legit.
What were you going to say, Drive?
All right, so the three most important times of the launch are when it takes off, when the rocket separates from the capsule, and when the parachute deploys. And apparently there's an emergency escape system if the parachute doesn't open. So
you like eject like a pilot does?
If the parachute fails to open, the capsule is designed to give more thrust in its downward-facing engines to help it land safely. If two chutes fail, it has a bumper.
What does that mean?
On the bottom of the capsule, which should absorb the impact of the landing.
Should absorb the impact.
Right. So you're going to fall from space at 120 miles an hour.
And a bumper. Yeah. A bumper is going to save you. Into the ocean.
So on Saturday, when I had people over for my daughter's graduation party, my nephews and nieces were on the deck, and I have a TV on the deck, and they were watching F1. They couldn't find the remote, and I think it was F1 that was on. Right?
Yesterday?
Saturday.
F1 was not on this weekend. It's probably IndyCar in Detroit.
Maybe. And so, whatever, it looked like open wheel racing, whatever it was. And one of the car, it was a blue car. It just out of nowhere just smashed into a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like it was like smash impact or whatever it was. That thing, that looked like a disaster. The car got destroyed, but I think the guy's fine the way they have these guys locked in there. But how fast are they going on these tracks? Are they going like 150 miles an hour?
Oh, at least. IndyCar, I think, goes up over 200.
I mean, he hit that wall and it just immediately stopped him. How's he not dead?
Yeah. Felix Rosenquist.
Yeah, I see it here. Yeah.
Are you seeing it?
Yep.
We were watching that live, and I was like, wait a second, did that just happen? And the guy looked like he was fine. Did he walk away from that? No problem? I was too busy entertaining to pay much attention to it.
You're being the party host.
But he went from 150 to zero, instantly.
They took him away on a stretcher, but I think he's fine.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that was a show. Does that kind of accident happen every week where they just smash into the wall like that?
Happens a lot.
Oh, happens a ton.
Don't you remember last year there was a fireball where the guy's car exploded?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are nuts.
So there was no F1, there was just Indy racing.
Yeah, F1 this next weekend.
Gotcha.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by MLB columnist Will Leach here on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.